Om Shanti. And a very happy new year to all of you. Have a wonderful, enlightening and an amazingly successful 2023. Yeah. Whenever there is a new year, when we come nearer to 31st of December, 1st of January, usually two things come up on the mind. One is New Year resolution, because it's a new year and new starting. We reflect on the old year, what has been done and what was the whole year like. And the other thing that comes up on our mind is Brahma Baba, right? And the month of Tapasya, Avyakt month. So most of the Brahmins would always start the new year with Tapasya, right? To establish that elevated stage and become equal to Brahma Baba. So today's topic is very interesting, because coming times we are confronted with so many obstacles, so many situations and challenges. So how are we going to overcome all these obstacles through Avyakt stage? Yeah. Higher the state of mind, higher the stage, so is our circumstance. We can solve the challenges and circumstances through our elevated stage. So today we will be dealing, and Didi will be giving some very interesting inputs on this topic today. Welcome, Didi. And yeah. And we also have some online people who have connected online, especially Australia and Asia.
Malaysia
and Asia. Yeah. Welcome to them as well. Welcome, Didi.
Om Shanti. Good morning, happy new year, new life and new yuga. Baba has yesterday
volume thoda bada
given us greetings, and this morning also we heard our aim and our qualities should be equal. Everybody has aim to become Bhav Saman. And Baba had achieved that stage, Avyakt stage, few years before really becoming Avyakta Brahma. Mama also was practicing Avyakta stage. And her aim and qualities were the same. We came to know, as we came to Gyan, we came to know that we are soul. But we hadn't been. Then we become Avyakt angels. And then ultimately we go with Baba to Paramdham in incorporeal stage. But it is very easy to maintain Avyakt angelic stage whilst we are in the body. And that's what we have to aim to go beyond body consciousness. Just remember, I am a soul. And visualize yourself in angelic form, wearing the dress of light. So forget this body of flesh and bone, and have awareness, just a dot, wearing angelic, shining, sparkling dress.
Maybe there are a few questions that have come up. There are so many stages in our spiritual life. Why in particular we need the avyakt stage at this final moments of the cycle?
Avyakt stage does a lot of service. And that stage gives us a lot of power, because we are more connected to Baba whilst being in body. So we are empowered, and day by day obstacles are going to increase. So to overcome those obstacles, we need that avyakta stage. Also, it helps us to make others close to Baba. Because as in the morning Murli Baba was saying, you can help others very well by creating powerful atmosphere wherever you are. So we can create powerful atmosphere. We can go beyond waste. That will make us powerful.
To other questions, can we just clarify what avyakt stage is? Can you clarify what
avyakt stage is? Where we are beyond body, having that deep realization, I am soul. This morning Baba was saying, have that awareness, I, the soul, have taken this body to perform the role. So we are in the body, but beyond the consciousness of physical body, not at all attached to the body, not at all attracted by other human beings or material things. It's a powerful stage. We are beyond body and mundane world.
Devi, to achieve the avyakt stage, what do we need to pay attention to in our spiritual effort?
to achieve a web stage, we need solitude, good concentration in meditation, have all relationship with Shiv Baba, detached from everybody, yet loving, disinterested in the material world, egoless, good wishes for everybody, pure feelings for others.
Okay. So how to maintain the stage so that it is always that stage of avyakt? How can we maintain that constantly? So constantly solitude, constantly.
It's a matter of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Practice will make us perfect. So attention,
mm-hmm.
checking that we are not body conscious,
mm-hmm.
and changing to that stage, we can maintain, but it does require efforts. It's not easy.
Yes, Didi. Okay. Didi, one challenge in maintaining avyakt stage is that we are all always busy in our routine. So we need solitude, silence, introversion to practice this stage, as you said. So how can we really practice these qualities of silence, solitude and introversion, especially in our busy schedule?
Baba has always told us, don't keep busy in just mundane things and service. You have to divide, Baba used to say, 8 hours for your spiritual progress or seva, 8 hours for your logic job, and 8 hours for body, eating, sleeping, bathing, etc. Today Baba said, 12 months you don't need to keep on serving.
So take
he said, specially 2 months you keep for self-service. Especially when according to season, because in India during monsoon we can't have public program. So Baba was saying 2 months keep for small program, 2 months keep for big projects, 2 months for self-service. So the thing is, we need to be sensible and follow Baba's direction.
Didi, in facing obstacles, how does avyakt stage helps us in facing those obstacles? Are there any special qualities or powers we can develop in the avyakt stage that helps us to face those obstacles? If so, which particular powers or qualities helps us in those situations?
In avyakt stage, usually we go beyond material world. So just as if somebody is standing on the top of the mountain and there is fire in the valley, he can see the fire but is not affected.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have in such a high stage, avyakt stage, we can see the obstacles, but we can remain beyond and remain observer, not affected. So the good wishes and pure feelings of ours will help others.
Okay, Didi. And then how do we serve others through our avyakt stage? Previously we were speaking about the obstacles, but then now, how do we serve others?
Angelic avyakt stage helps to protect others. Angels are known as protectors. And I have heard many stories how angels helped somebody. There was one mother, she died early and she had small children. At night, as in the West, they pile the sink with dirty vessels. And during the night, that mother would come and clean the pots, and in the morning, kitchen was clean. Another girl was sharing her experience, young girl of 6-7 years. She was traveling with her mother and she fell down near the sinkhole.
Okay.
Sewerage sinkhole. And it was not covered. Sewerage.
We call it as manhole. Manhole, we call it as, on the street, yeah.
And she was just 1 inch from falling down.
Oh, okay.
And she saw angel helping her not to fall down. So she asked her mother, "Did you see that angel?" And mother said, "No, but the girl saw the angel, how the angel helped." So there are many examples of having protection. Even Brahmins have experience. How many times, in their difficult times, like Baba or Mama are helping them. Or dadis are helping them.
Didi, we experience, many of us has that experience of Baba's help or Mama's help in our obstacles or difficult situations. How can we become like Mama and Baba and serve the world through that avyakt stage?
Our aim has been to be Bab Saman.
Yes.
So that today Baba was saying, your aim and quality should be same.
Oh.
So we have to have the aim to follow Brahma Baba in qualities. And if we maintain that avyakt angelic stage, we can definitely help others.
Should we have the thought of serving others or just continue to remember Baba and that will serve the world? Or do we have to say, okay, I want to serve, I want to give vibration to a particular person or a particular group of people? Like, should I have that thought or just remember Baba and vibrations will be spread?
We call it giving sakash.
Yes.
So if somebody is suffering, we spread that vibration, give sakash to that soul. And that's what Mama also used to do. She used to listen to the problems of Brahman and early morning she would give sagas to them. I also, what I do is, in the evening meditation, morning meditation I keep it for myself. But evening meditation, if I know somebody is going through hard time, physically, financially, mainly physically,
mm-hmm.
I give them sagas. So I keep particular particular aim to help particular person.
Didi, often we heard that through avyakt stage, we can grant visions and blessings to many souls. Can Didi comment on that?
Yes, definitely. Because through avyakt stage, people get vision. I remember once myself and Mohini Ben were invited in some spiritual organization to give a talk. So at the end of the talk, one person said, when Mohini Ben was giving talk, he could see the guide and describe Brahma Baba. In New Zealand, we had one person who was like a psychic. And Dadi Janki and Mohini Ben were going there. I was also there. So he told, before Dadi came, that he saw one big sister, Mohini Ben, and one short lady with a round face and black hair. So that's how he had the vision. Once I was giving a talk in some spiritualized institution. Next time when I went there, I took the books of all the dadis. And he pointed out, I saw this lady. So that just as, when we ask, many times when we ask people, in foreign country also, they have had the vision of Brahma Baba before Gyan.
Yes.
Any of you had vision before Gyan or during Gyan? One person, one or two, three people had vision.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard such stories, Nadidi, that they saw Brahma Baba, but they couldn't figure out who that was. And then later on when they visited Baba's center, they saw the picture of Brahma Baba and I saw this man in my dream or in my visions.
And some people also say that, and they heard the voice, go to this person.
Yeah.
And they had vision of all white houses and Madhuban, vision of Madhuban also.
Yeah.
White houses.
Mm. Yeah. So our elevated stage can give visions to others.
Yeah.
What are the main obstacles in creating that avyakt stage, Didi?
Today only Baba says, ego.
That's a big thing.
I am special soul. I've got these virtues. I've got this power. I and mine creates obstacles. Any vices, body consciousness, waste thoughts will create obstacles.
Yes, Didi. We have few more questions, but if in case if you have any questions to ask Didi, please come in the front, then I can pause, then we can take your questions. There's mic here we can take. So feel free if you want to ask questions to Didi. Okay? Okay. Didi, how does an avyakt stage help others in speeding up service and bringing the time to completion?
This morning, Baba said, we do triple service through words, vibrations, and not having any waste. We can help in speeding service and reach our stage of completion.
Okay.
Because our aim is to become Bap Samad. So it is like progress. Now from Sakari we become Avyakt, Avyakt to Deity, Bap Samad.
Didi, can you share about Avyakt stage of Brahma Baba and Mama?
Brahma Baba was almost all the time in that meditative stage of eighth stage and churning jnana. We used to know his timetable. Everybody in Madhuban knew his timetable. So what we used to do is, when he used to go to have a sightseeing for construction, we used to stand in his way to get thirsty. And in the evening, he used to be free after around 5:30. So two sisters, we usually used to go to his room, and he would be lying on the cot in veranda, because where we are now taking out shoes, it was like three walls, not open from the top.
Okay.
And he used to rest there. And we used to go, so he would share his journey. Sometimes in the courtyard also he would share some jnana point of morning early, his journey. And he had such a, I would say, Trikaldarshi stage. Just seeing an individual, he could, within 5 minutes, know his past, present, future. And Sudesh Ben, when she went first time to Madhuban without taking even 7 days course.
Oh.
Because his mother and auntie and all were in jnana. So he said, she will be nightingale, jnana bulbul. And as you see Sudesh Ben, no jnana, just keep on giving jnana. And to me also, just seeing for few minutes and receiving few letters before he met me, he used to write, we were communication with letter writing.
Didi, can I ask one question in between? Before you met Brahma Baba, there were letters exchanged. Baba also used to write letter, you also used to write letter. And when
he saw that this is really my father, because I was already exchanging letters, and in Mumbai we had so many dadis sharing yajna story. So like it was nothing new. Nothing new, as if I knew Baba very well. And because when we come to Madhuban, we used to hug Baba, we would sit in his lap. And by that experience, he could feel the level of my purity. And that's why he used to say Nirmal Ashram.
Yes.
Yeah. And Mama, I saw her on the first day. I went for her lecture on Sunday in Mumbai Center. On Sunday, she used to give lecture in the evening. So my friend Usha invited me to Mama's talk on Sunday. And Mama was really mother, very sweet and loving and giving Dharana Yukta classes. Just as Janaki Dadi's classes everybody used to love, same thing like Mama's classes were, because she used to not only churn jnana but implement that jnana in her life. So it was very impressive, her classes. And she will give mundane example. She would say, never vomit out your negative feeling. If you have any negative feeling or complain about someone, talk to seniors so that that person changes, and not talk to anybody, everybody. She used to give example. Suppose you are in the road and feeling like vomiting, what will you do? You will go on the side and vomit out. If you are in the house, you will go to bathroom and flush out your vomit. So, he said, if you vomit in the middle of the road, fly will sit on your vomit. That fly will sit on somebody's food and make that person also sick. So if you are telling about your negative feeling about somebody to somebody else, then you are like spreading the disease, negativity. Also, she would say, don't look at anybody's defects. She used to say, just as in India in those days, what people used to do is, when they clean their courtyard, they throw the rubbish just outside their gate. So neighbor will not bring that rubbish in their house. In the same manner, everybody wants to give up their weakness and negativity. Why do you bring it in your mind? It's like bringing rubbish in your house. So she used to give such classes that nobody wanted to miss it. And in young age, because she came at about in the age of 14, 16 year old, she made so much effort to be Bap Saman and did so much service, because Mama used to travel a lot, go to small centers also, and sustain the teachers. So after my coming into Jnana, Mama was mostly in Mumbai. Because 9 months first she stayed, when I came to Jnana, she was helping in painting of Lakshmi Narayan. Though she never used to go in trance, but her mind, divine intellect had such a clear picture of Lakshmi Narayan that she could help the artist to paint that picture. So one of Mumbai sisters, Shilendra Dadi, Manmohini Didi's Laukik younger sister, and Mama used to help to paint that picture and give suggestion as to what color blouse, what color sari, how many ornaments, what ornaments, etc., etc.
Didi, when you were sharing about whoever came to Madhuban, they hugged Baba. They hugged Baba, right? Because I remember when I was a kid, maybe about 10, 11 years old, Gulzar Dadi had visited Bangalore. Of course, after that, many Dadis came. But that stayed in my mind, that Dadi was standing and there was a line of mothers, and Dadi would hug each one. That mother would come in front of, and that hugging was so royal, nothing of body consciousness. Like, it was so royal and so spiritual, that exchange of drishti and exchange of that energy was so angelic. So was it same with Brahma Baba? Like, it was much more, maybe much more powerful with Brahma Baba.
Yeah, but she must have been doing it while standing.
Yes, standing.
Whereas Brahma Baba used to be sitting.
Yes.
And we used to go in his lap.
Mm.
And naturally it was royal and so much energizing.
Yes. Yeah, there was no trace of any body consciousness there. So it was so very powerful. Didi, can you share about avyakt stage of Prakashmani Dadi and Janki Dadi and Gulzar Dadi as well?
Dadi Gulzar was always avyakt. She used to have minimum conversation, more drishti and silence. Dadi Prakashmani had balance of entertaining and seriousness. And she was always available. Especially in winter, she would be after class standing in the courtyard or sitting in the courtyard. In the sun, and we could approach so easily. Even when I went to foreign country, foreign service, Dadi Janki and Dadi Prakashmani were there together in Madhuban. Dadi Janki would have long queue for interview. And Dadi Prakashmani was not so busy. So whenever I was in a hurry and I didn't want to stand in queue, I would go to Dadi Prakashmani and get advice in 5 minutes. As soon as I asked, Mohini Ben was the Brahmani, Dadi would say, come. And give a
job done.
The solution of my problem or my question. And Dadi Prakashmani, she was mother, friend, teacher, and really very approachable and avyakt. And Dadi Janki, all of you must be knowing. How many of you have seen Dadi Janki? A majority. So Dadi Janki, full of knowledge, churning. She might be reading Murali and same time churning and giving class afterwards. She won't stop. When she is giving class, Hansa is to show, "Dadi, time is up." And she will continue still. So she was full of knowledge and churning and aware, still aware.
Sometimes we used to wonder, Didi, like how much enthusiasm. They have been making efforts for the whole of their life, but still, you know, they had so much of enthusiasm to serve, reading Murali every day, 3-4 times. So they didn't feel that, oh, this is a repetition, I have read it many times. So they never had this feeling, but every day they used to read Murali 3-4 times. Such an enthusiasm they had.
Yeah, Dadi Prakashmani, sometimes she would be late and Mohini Ben would be sleeping in the same room. But Dadi will not sleep without reading Murali. She will read it with a torch, not to disturb Mohini Ben. And in the morning when we go and visit, she will share some points. Didi Manmohini wanted to be quiet. If we go to her room, she will not talk in the morning before Murali. She'll say, "Come after Murali."
Yeah, different flavors. Different dadis had different flavors. Yeah. Didi, what is your inspiration for this year, 2023? And what can we do, like, for this January, Avyakt month, to start off powerfully this year?
We had Indian teachers meeting, I think it was in October. And Raju Bhai gave Dadi Prakashmani's class. It was, I think it has come in the YouTube also. Dadi was inspiring to go into the cave of silence. She was saying 101 days of silence. I said, it's so difficult to spare 3 months in silence. So I suggested 1 month only. So every day we will be reading. Today I couldn't bring the points. Raju Bhai has selected points for Bhatti. At least 1 month we should have powerful yoga bhatti, some dharana point, some introspection. So today is to observe avyakta stage, going beyond body. So more bhaktis, introspection, jnana churning, self-service. As Baba was saying, no, don't do 12-month service. Give some time for self-service. So this month is like for self-service.
Didi, there's a question, like, we heard of COVID cases returning back again in many countries. What is Didi's advice, especially for those who are coming to Madhuban this season?
Luckily, India don't have so many cases. But still, Prime Minister is suggesting to follow COVID protocol. And we have had circular from government to follow the protocol, like wearing masks, having distance between 2 people, 3 feet distance. And sterilizing the hands and whatever we touch, it should be sterilized. Washing hand often, having sterilizing liquid in your pocket.
Sanitizer with them.
So, we will have to be strict if once the number of cases increase. At the moment, there may be our population is, India's population is how much?
Almost 1.5 crore, like 100 crores. Like.
Mm. Out of that, only 3,000 active cases are there. Mm. 1 crore is 10 million.
Mm. 150 crores is the population of India.
So, out of that, only 2,000 to 3,000 people are active cases. Mm. So, we are not so worried. Mm. In Rajasthan, there is at the moment not a single active case is there. But President is coming on 3rd. So, those who are coming in contact with her, they have to get that test done now at 11 o'clock.
Okay, Diti.
So they are COVID free.
Okay. Before taking up, because we have 5 minutes more. Before taking, we have a lot of online questions, but I would prefer if you have any questions, we can take your questions first. If you have question, can you come up quick? There's a mic here and you can ask questions. If not, then I can go on for online question. You have question? If you have, please come up fast. There's a mic here.
Mic here.
Thank you, Didi, for sharing some of the information. I just have a quick question between the... What's the difference between the avyakt stage and the karmati stage?
Because avyakt stage and
the karmati stage. Karmati stage.
Baba mentions that many souls have not achieved that stage, so I just want to understand the difference. Thank you.
Karmatit stage is where we have cleared all karmic account.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not in bondage of karma. Mm-hmm. Even if the body may be going through some disease, but the soul is completely detached and unaffected. So that is karmatit stage or final stage. And avyakt stage is leading to karmatit. So it's not cleared all karmic account. It is going beyond body and material and mundane things.
Avyakt stage is a path. Avyakt stage is a path.
Path to lead.
And karmatit stage is a destination. Yeah. Any other questions?
one more on.
So line. Should I take online question then?
One.
Okay. Didi, how to follow putting a full stop to all the wasteful thoughts and vibrations? Because sometimes it comes out, but because you said no vomit, and sometimes it poops out like. So because sometimes it comes out, whenever practice being the best ever, how to overcome that? Like how to, literally like, how to overcome wasteful thoughts and vibrations?
How to give full stop.
How to put a full stop to it.
We need to have powerful break. Because at the moment, our accelerator of mind is very powerful. Very active. Keep on thinking, digging the past. What happened and why happened and what's happening and why happening and all sorts of questions coming into mind. Whereas full stop or break is not so powerful. So what we need to practice is check, give break and finish it. Because we are knowledgeful, we know what is good, what is not good, what we should be doing, what we should not be doing. So knowledge is there, aim is there, but we are not powerful, so we have to have more yoga, be powerful, so that we finish the waste thoughts.
Thank you, Didi. Thanks for this wonderful answers that we have got today. It was very powerful. So if you want to clap for Didi. Thanks a lot. Thanks to you all too. And thanks to all the brothers and sisters who have joined us online.
Okay, so we'll have 2 minutes meditation.
Yeah.